This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All day, man, the Ram Order Show, episode 142. Hey, man, we head down, man. It's your boy Jermaine Richards. I'm here.
That's that premium drink, man.
Me, baby, train a bit.
Yeah, I'm a big guy, got a missing tooth.
We got Big Shovel Sebastian in here.
You guys ever had that pink medicine?
We get down, man.
Did I forget to put my hoodie on?
Yeah.
I totally forgot. I'm like, why are my arms cold?
You probably did rock a sleeveless hoodie in your past life.
Amen, man. Listen, very wholesome episode on our hands today, man. We talked about all the hard-hitting topics.
Liquid diets, dental science, magma.
We found the Dyson vacuum I was talking about last time.
Southern TV freestyle gone south. The deep sea. And of course, man, the most interesting way to say orange juice.
Orange juice.
Y'all know what you gotta do, man. Jump up in the comments, man. Drop the big fat thumbs up, amen. Leave them good reviews and shit. I'm not kicking and screaming if you leave a couple, amen. All day, man. Enjoy that episode, man. Randomorder.org. Another day getting it out the mud, man.
Yeah. Day two on the liquid diet, huh, man?
Yeah. I'm a little bit
You boosted up.
I'm fragile. Seems I'm like not even boosted, man. I'm like,
you got boost in the veins right now.
It's taking every muscle in me to keep my head up.
Yeah, I'm a big guy, got a missing tooth.
Seems like you're handling it well. I was just like, all right, I'm getting ready for this guy to be cranky and shit. You've been pretty chill, man.
Never cranky, man. Never cranky.
Don't be doing
man.
That hangry shit, my guys.
It's a real thing, though, man.
No excuse.
Nah, there's no excuse for
that. For sure, not for the fellas. You for the ladies. I'm like, okay, come on. I'm hungry too, nigga.
Yeah, nah, I can't take that because it's so unfair for me. It's definitely tough. I'll tell you that much. It's tough. As a man that likes food, it's tough. I had to just go to bed.
Boost is good, though.
Boost is good, but it fucking
tastes good.
Boost on my ass.
Yeah. All day. That's right. All right.
That's right. Because Boost is not doing like it's not almond milk Boost.
You know,
that's that straight milk.
You know, when you playing like Mario Kart, you get a Boost. Come out the exhaust.
Same way.
Same way, man.
Saw where the inspiration came from.
Same way.
What's the other
drink?
Oh, Nutriment, man. That's that premium drink, man.
That's a Jamaican. Is Nutriment Jamaican?
They love to sell it, man. Yeah, if it's not,
you guys ever had that pink medicine?
Yeah, Pepto-Bismol.
Not Pepto-Bismol. It was a medicine that like you had to get it prescribed, and it came with like a clear spoon. You remember that shit?
Pink?
It was pink.
The medicine itself was pink or the box?
The medicine itself was pink. It was when I was a kid, bro. It tastes so good. You used to want to just...
Is that cough medicine?
I think it was a cough medicine.
Just like bubblegum and shit?
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember it, right?
I think it is.
Okay. Yeah, it came with the clear spoon.
That shit was heat.
Yeah, shit was heat. You be like,
Thick as fuck, though.
Yeah, but it's good, though.
That's that sack. Is that what's in Dirty Sprite, man? Cause I get it.
Yeah,
just for the taste alone, man.
Dirty gum.
I hate the side effects, but nah, fuck, man, I love some bubble gum drink.
They definitely drink lean for the taste, for sure.
Not do your fish.
Mm-mm. Both.
Yeah, but it
tastes really good too. Cause you mixing soda with another sweet thing.
Yeah, you know what, man?
It's just sweet.
I bet it, like, you know what I mean.
You could probably dilute it.
It tastes better than alcohol for sure.
For sure,
100%. Alcohol, you drink it,
100%.
I look around sometimes. I take shots with a big group of people. Everyone's like, fuck, fuck.
Yeah.
Why are we doing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why are we doing? We're not supposed to.
And I thought that was that was universally understood. Like, we don't do this because it tastes good, right? Like,
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we do this because we're trying to feel something sad.
I don't know.
Wine is for tasting. That's when you know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you red wine guy?
Yeah, man, I get it, man.
I don't like red wine.
It'll grow on you, man. No. I hated it. I couldn't stand it. Bitter and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they got all types of... Red wine does typically just taste like red wine, but
they
do got little, you know what I mean, little ranges and corners and pockets and shit.
It'll grow on you, honestly, but I think I'm over just drinking, man.
That's cap.
I don't even know what it was. I was just like,
what do you guys start off with a drink?
I'm like, yo, that's exactly how you get me, man. I'd rather start off with calamari.
Yeah.
Because the drink is going to cost you about the same. Like, it gets you going. You know what I mean? Like, it'll definitely get you going, but it's the just thing not.
Is it, doesn't. It doesn't. I'm clapping the drink before the food gets here.
Yeah.
So the food just bring you back down to earth, if anything.
Exactly. And then I don't have a drink for my food, or I got to do water or something.
Yeah. I mean, differently, though, because, like, the drink that we got, the spritz, it was like a nice, refreshing, like, wine drink at the Italian place when I almost missed my flight.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was me, you, and Zara. We went to go get drinks. And I got, like, it was like a refresher. It was
Aperol
like a,
spritz?
It was like almost like Aperol spritz.
The drink drink?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a drink drink.
I call it a drink drink when I'm on road.
Dog, that shit is just, it's just so it's refreshing, man. I can't lie. So refreshing. And then you have a couple of those and you stand up, you're like, yo.
You know, but I be dreading when they drink the too pretty.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, yo, you men, I should be able to drink a fruity drink. But yeah, I mind the cup.
Mind the cup.
Like, you don't gotta eat.
Right.
Splash it in the glass, bring it to me.
Yeah.
Throw orange on it. But when they just gyal it up for you, I'm like, bro, you know who this is for.
You don't have to do, you saw who asked you for it. You know what I'm saying? I looked you in your eye and said, yeah, look, let me get this one.
You just look at him with pain and shit. Yeah. Like, can I try this? Could you help me out?
I want to try and get this one.
Hang it in me, Connor.
Baby, you tell them. Nah, they be getting like them fun drinks to all them ladies, man.
Yeah.
You ever see what your lady orders? Can I try it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She gonna offer every time, and I'm waiting.
Never want to try my shit, though, which I'm kind of offended by.
Yeah.
Never. Yeah, like, rarely.
But y'all do, like, the what is it? Not the whiskey. Is it the whiskey?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Bourbon.
Okay, drinks, yeah. But even when I get a little fun and shit, I mean, you want, she's like, I'm like, oh, she's like, do you want to try mine? I'm like, oh, yeah, you want to try mine? She's like, yeah, no, it's okay.
Huh.
But like sometimes food and shit too. Like, yeah. You want to try this? Nah, it's fine.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Is there something wrong with my selection? Is there, you know what I mean? I like old fashioned. I like old fashioned, little bourbon guy, a little whiskey on the rocks. That's fine. But I'm thinking about switching over to just the Drake drink. Just get something refreshing, man, because it'll do it to you. But yeah, no, I can't eat. So there's no point in talking about food.
Till tomorrow, though, right?
That's criminal, man. She said Monday.
Bro, put me under for the surgery and like make sure it's heavy enough to, you know, last 3 days. You just pump, ensure, pump boost in my guts.
Yeah.
Wake me up when I'm ready to munch, man.
Oh, yeah. It's honestly, it's bad, man.
Wait, so why can't you eat though? Because stuff will get in the tooth?
She's just saying that it just leads to infection. And it's like, it's a tender area right now. So just kind of leave it. Like the way she was talking, if she could freeze me in a hyperbolic chamber for a week, she would.
Just to avoid everything.
She's saying don't even like don't even play with it with my tongue. But you know your tongue's gonna go places, like, especially when you have like a canker sore.
Yeah, you gotta scoop around and shit, man. What's going on up here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I found out like my shit was cracked when I felt it and I started lifting up my tongue and I'm like, yo, is this my whole tooth? But that was another thing I forgot to say. After the surgery or whatever, I get up and then they're just like kind of standing there awkwardly and I'm just like, where's the tooth? She's like, oh, she pulls it out, bro. Big as hell. I was like, dog, and that's not even like the big, again, it's this one over here.
Oh my God. So it just, it go up in the skull type
shit. It was huge. It was huge. I remember I told you when I was doing the surgery, I thought I was done at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she pulled like it, as if you would lose your tooth as a kid. So she pulled the little one out. That's when I was like, oh, it's done. And then they went in. I don't understand how they did it.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, so they broke off that piece because the tooth is dead. Mm. Yeah, so it's like they have no real strength to pull it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I felt it was gone. So I was like, okay, that was quick. And then I don't know how they did it, but they had to like...
They didn't cut your gum?
I think they did because I have stitches there now. I don't know how they probably went in and like pulled it, but she stood up for that bitch. She said, yo, I got to stand up. That's how she lowered me. So boom.
What if you just can't? I mean, yo, honestly, I can't reach. I can't cut it. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm the only one in office right now.
Yeah.
It's Memorial Day. We can't.
Like 12 a.m. and shit. I'm still working.
You listen, you're going to have to come back, bro. Your mouth is no. Sorry, bro.
You know, a lot of more young people are just willing to just wipe their mouth out and get new teeth.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I got my teeth dead. I'm like,
scary.
Why?
Scary.
Bro, that's a choice.
That's a Gen Z thing.
We'll have some fake neighbors and shit amongst the real ones amongst the fakes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'll keep my shit. I had to check. I'll keep these, bro. I don't know. I was just thinking, like, you obviously gonna have these thoughts when they're taking out your teeth. I'm like, bro, how do I chew with gums?
You don't.
Can't.
Yeah.
Word. That's the real. That's just the real. Word, man. You gotta take care of teeth, though, man. Fuck. Mm-hmm. It's all.
You be lying to them about your flossing habits?
I did. Mm. I went in there. She said, "You floss?" And I said, "Yeah."
Your mouth full of blood. Yeah, I floss 2 days a week.
I remember my friend. She's in school to become a dentist. I want to get this vocabulary right. What is it? If you're
orthodontist,
orthodontist.
That's a machine.
Orthodontist. Yeah.
Optometrist is for eyes. I believe.
Okay. Yeah. She's in school to be. What is it? What's the class called? Orthodontist. Orthopedic school.
That's for feet.
That's for feet.
What's the dentist school called?
Maybe dentistry school?
Dental school? Anyway, she's about to graduate and become a full-time doctor. And I was like, that's sick. And so I had questions because I obviously have this cavity. So I'm like, yo.
Doctor or dentist?
They call her doctor.
A doctor is a dentist, yeah.
You're a dentist, you're a doctor.
Really?
Yeah.
You better call me dent, nigga.
Hey!
For sure, real quick. Yeah. I feel like doctors were like, "Hey, you stepping on my turf a little too much, man. Like, stay in your ear."
It's surgical, man. It's surgical. I was just asking her questions. I'm like, "Yo, like, you know what happens with my tooth? Like, what's happening with my gums? Like, what can you tell from like whatever?" And she's saying, honestly, from her practice, she can tell when someone doesn't floss just by looking at their gums. And she's saying like, "Yo, sometimes when people talk to her, like just in person, that's all she can stare at, just their teeth, and say, you don't do this." And she can tell what type of person the nigga is from, oh, this nigga doesn't floss, whatever. I'm like, damn.
I would never want to chill with her then.
You ever get
laughing? Scare me, yeah. I said, I was on FaceTime. I said, you crazy as hell. You cut your hair. And this is the thing about the dentist that always gets me, because they'll be like, yeah, you got to floss, and you're good. Now it's 2023, and it's like, nah, you got to get the water floss, man. You can't do the regular.
Yeah, they're having meetings and shit, man. I was like, all right, we're going to tell them about the water floss we've been working on. We're going to tell all them niggas. Everybody need one.
Everyone get one, man.
How often do you water pick?
I didn't mean to get one, too.
See, that's how they get it. And they got you, man.
They got Sam, man. She in there. Just fucking squirting all over the walls and shit.
But it's just a place that you can't, like, it's getting places that you can't reach. And that was my first thing to them when they said, yo, you got to get a water pick. I'm like, bro, I'm going to make a mess. She said, yeah, you just got to do it in the shower.
Close your mouth.
Keep it juice. But yeah, the water pick, I had to get up on game.
Maybe we never were meant to keep our teeth squeaky clean.
Right.
You know, it's too much work. I heard some British people say that we take it too serious over here.
Yeah.
Here we are, water
floss. Well, I don't want to hear it from them niggas.
That's a myth. That's an old myth. People made it sound like I'd be walking around just seeing just butters.
Oh yeah, I believe
in everybody's mouth.
But I feel like I've watched like TV shows and shit, and I'm like noticing like a lot of you guys don't have great teeth.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's what's up, man. That's what makes us human, man. Right. Yeah. Different color. Everything comes different colors, shapes.
Yeah. I was going to do the ASAP Rocky clip.
Yeah, from No Homo, we slipping on semen.
Homosexuals.
honestly, why did Rocky do that, though? Let's pull it up here. I'm going to send it to you.
Rocky, man.
You got it on tap?
Yeah. We're going back in. This just popped into my.
Oh, here we go.
This just popped into my.
You got better quality.
Yeah. Popped into my TikTok timeline. Let's check it out.
Believe in as far as everybody being equal, color, homosexuality.
Why did he point to him like that? Like he pointed and just like.
Like he just
set the homosexuality. I think he's put on the spot. Maybe he didn't get the media training for this part.
He thought he was like, he was really like bringing him like, yo, I'm supporting this.
Like anybody, man, support him.
Yeah, you know?
I don't think he meant him exactly. Play the four. Let's see if he gets a little more.
Like one of the first homosexual basketball players, right?
Oh, he's homosexual.
Who's that?
Yeah. I forget his name, but he came out like that year, that same year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So does it change the clip for you? Jason Collins, is that what it says?
Yeah, like no response to that. He's just homosexual. I was like, oh, okay.
Shout out Rocky, man. I'm awaiting your next album, brother. Shout out Rocky, man.
Whoa.
But hold on. I just realized, is homosexual a word or isn't it?
Yeah, that's just how you pronounce it.
Yeah, he just pronounced it.
I guess he just pronounced the word.
That's funny. Like, you know, because you he didn't even say it like that. But I guess it
has some extra flair on it.
Yeah, homosexual.
Sexual.
Shout out to that, man. Shout out to equality. All day, man. Yeah.
Speaking of TV things.
Oh.
I don't understand what was going on here, man.
I ain't going for nothing.
Play. Wait. Play.
What kind of names were these kids calling you at the pool?
Meathead, Fatso. Lard butt, Wally the whale.
Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball, those sorts of things, right?
Yeah.
He just ripping like
get
that.
Out of you. Because said,
yeah, them kind of things. He's like, actually, no, they're the second things. You're the first.
Hold on,
play it again.
Kids calling you at the pool.
Meathead, fatso. Lard butt, Wally the whale.
Porky, hog, fat ass, double wide, butterball, those sorts of things, right?
Yeah.
Why? I'm sorry, man. We spoke about it before, but don't put your kid in a suit, man. Like, not especially when he's up there having a serious meeting like that.
Bro,
like, bro.
You trying to fool, man. Kids aren't that serious. Put me in a tux. Why?
But kids are mean, man. I feel them, bro. Like, kids are definitely mean, and they'll get at you with some words if they had to, you know?
What a classic Fatso is, though. I haven't heard Fatso in such a long time, man. It's just, we hear a
Yo
classic.
Word. Yeah.
Just a classic word.
Fatso. I'm like, damn, yeah. We
really stopped saying that one, huh?
Fatso and lard ass is like fucking.
Lard butt.
Never heard lard butt.
Meathead.
Meathead
is a good one.
I didn't even think. I think I mean something else. No, is that like a gym workout guy?
Yeah, right. I thought meathead was like if you're swollen, you're in the gym.
Yeah.
Juice head, meathead.
Yeah,
but lard ass.
Lard butt. Fat ass.
Nigga just ripped him one on daytime television.
Yeah, nah, that's not man. I'm telling you, if my kid going up on TV, trust me, I'm gonna make sure he's getting residuals, man.
Especially residuals for this episode.
Yeah,
you need a point.
Yeah, I need syndication.
I'm sorry, this is how.
So we got the 14 other fat kids ready to go for free. So it's up to you.
And that's where TV was at an all time like low point.
In what way?
Low for us, high for them. Just because I think TV and like, you know, being out there on any platform like that, it was just so scarce back in the day. It was just, there's no other platform but TV.
Yeah.
So shows like Flavor Flav, shows like College Hill and all these like contestant shows as well. It's niggas was throw away their whole house to get just on jump there. On that show and you know what I mean? Say their piece. But now it's just...
Man, this they'll do it on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's same thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Any big show for any big platform.
There's still those people who are like, oh my God, like
TV, like
TV,
you know?
I need to be famous.
And don't get me wrong, man, I'm definitely down for that. I remember our first time I think past it more than I really spend time thinking on it, but our first time on national television in the news, I was like, wait, hold on, this is airing like all over the
now,
like, you know what I mean? That was like a big moment for me. I was just like,
when was this?
We were on City News and we had our first pop up over at Much
Little Breakfast Television. Look,
I was there.
I just remember like just a moment like going up to him, like, yeah, this is fine, quick interview, saying what we're doing. Like, it's always easy to talk about yourself, you know, you can say exactly what you're doing, but I just remember the moment they're just like, okay, 3, 2.
Hello. Vaughn.
You just get years ago, I was out this life.
Oh, man, I fucking love that video, man.
Years ago. Oh, shit, this life.
Wait, which video is this?
This guy.
Classic,
oh,
man.
This guy, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. And the camera's cut.
Literally. Marsha Pope is a rapper turned spoken word artist. Please welcome Marsha to the show. Good morning. Doing well. So tell me why the change from rapping to spoken word?
Because it's basically the same thing. You know, I dealing with words for the Bible.
What a cool cat, man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Marshall, man.
First, there was word in the book of Genesis. And so we live our lives based on that book, which is the Bible.
So you're going to do a spoken word for us now, right?
Right.
And tell us what we're about to hear.
It's just a freestyle.
Okay.
I'm just going to think it up as
freestyle.
I go.
Well, let me sit back. Go ahead, Marshall.
Okay. Years ago, they tried to. Years ago, they tried to put me in the. This is a lie. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
Damn, man.
The thing is, you hear his voice low, and he's like, "Years ago."
You just blanked out, man.
Bro.
Yo.
Sister actually did step in and save him. She said, whoa, got one from the book.
Did you want to try to read something from your book?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've always like kind of remained somewhat ready to freestyle live just in case.
Wait, you got a verse written or something?
No, just like I was just kind
some
of
floating thoughts,
like, yeah,
floating little thoughts, particles,
floating combination of rhyming words.
Just gonna freestyle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I always felt like, okay, I gotta have that ready.
Go this way, so I don't know I'm rapping.
But then the day that we met Sway, and I said, okay, we're kind of like cool with Sway, like on the second, third time we linked with him, I'm like, all right, now for sure,
I'm about to get it.
Remember what I was telling him, like, bro, if Sway tells me a freestyle, I'm ready.
Bro, you kind of have to.
I was ready. He never asked, but.
Oh, I thought you were about to say you blanked.
No, never.
We're going to get on the show.
Blanked out, yeah. But tomorrow, I'm going to go on Sway. I'm going to freestyle Five Fingers of Death, man.
I think you could do it. I feel like we've done 28 fingers.
They got some real bad ones, too. They got some dark history there. Bad freestyles and shit. Nah, so either you stand out on top, or you just get tucked right back up in there with all the other bad freestyles.
Or I'm just a TikTok sensation saying, listen what this idiot said.
Tired of Sway, man.
Cool moment.
Yeah.
Man, what's making all these rappers turn scary and shit?
What you mean?
You know, the Playboy Cardi wave and shit. That's scary. Who's getting scary?
Man. I don't know, man. That's a great question.
Who's getting scary? You don't need to take it too far, too. Like, First time I heard Playboy Cardi scream, I'm like, all right, this is where I log out.
This is where I logged out still.
Niggas still ride for him like crazy.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, you gonna have to, because it's still that young energy, I think.
Yeah, it's just instilled.
If you just switch the genre on me as an artist, or as a, you know, fan of an artist.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I didn't sign up for that type shit. You know what I mean?
You know, I recently watched this Machine Gun Kelly documentary. And I don't know if you guys know, but he pivoted towards punk rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he used to be a rapper, right? And so I always was like, kind of weird about it. Like, that's weird. Kind of
the switch?
Like, yeah. Cause, you know, we got, we have stories, you know, the Miley Cyruses did rap for like a year and now you're back. You know what I mean? So it's like, you want to just be wary of that, right?
Yeah.
Of who's exploiting the culture type shit. So I always felt that way with me and with Machine Gun Kelly. But I watched the documentary and it just talks about, like, you know, his transition into that lane. And it was one that was, in my opinion, was very organic. Was, you know, he was in COVID, like.
To switch to rap?
To switch to rock. To pop, to punk rock.
To proc.
To proc. Yeah, why not?
To rock.
You know, he was in COVID, you know, just like. Pick back up the guitar in COVID.
Connect
like
back to his roots.
Connect back to his roots. And then, you know, it led him down that way. And then he linked with Travis Barker, who, you know, that's like the godfather of the punk rock scene. And I think he did it the right way. I don't think it's super gimmicky at all. And now he's like the biggest artist he's ever been.
Yeah. I think, man, that's what he's calling the whole time, man.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't no rap. I can't tell you one of them songs.
One Train is the only thing I know.
He was on that.
Yeah,
he was on One Train.
I need Ecstasy too.
Yeah,
Ecstasy with him and Thug.
Yeah, I was mad. Young Thug really likes Machine Gun Kelly, and I hated when fuck it inside of my house looks like LaToya Luckett.
That was his last verse.
I said, all right, but he has one song, and it's his song with Thug on it, and I think Thug liked that so much because Thug went crazy on it.
Yeah.
That I guess Thug said, yo, you gotta get one with me.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right. It was all right. It definitely grew on me, but I liked it way better without him. You know? Yeah.
When it changed, when he's because it like changed. Yeah. It like he like just added it after.
Added shit, yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, listen to it.
Made the cut.
Yeah.
It was the due date.
And then I'm listening to this song. I just hear a machine. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Nah, you sliding.
It felt very U2-ish, man. You know?
Yeah, no.
That whole period of time, man. You know, but. Shout out to Machine Gun Kelly. I think it, you know, it's good, man.
Good for him.
Go do your ting, man.
Awesome human shit, yeah, all day.
Yeah.
I'll say too, man. And I'm gonna watch my words here because I don't want to be no hater, man. Mm. That's not me. But I don't know how deep I can get with that like goth rock. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, Playboi Carti is I'll pull it back. Playboi Carti is the first cat that I say, you're scaring me now, brother. You're scaring me now, brother. And I'm seeing cats who are influenced by him that are like closer within a circle of reach. I'm like, I know this guy in real life and I've known you for a long time.
And that's not you, brother.
And that's not you. Like, I'm watching this cat at like, you know, people are taking pictures of him. So the camera's there. He's like, all right, take his picture. And he's looking. Right? Takes his picture. He's like, all right, thank you. Looks around.
Yeah.
Oh, you next? I'm like, bro, why are you? Well, like, why are you doing? You know what I'm saying?
That's PBC. Yeah.
No, that's another cat, but that's just like influenced by him and works with him. But PBC, I can just see you. Like,
crazy. Oh, yeah.
I can just see the influence, but it's just like, I've known you before.
Yeah.
And you weren't, niggas say, take a picture, it'll be like this. And then now it's all of a sudden. And it's not, you know what I mean? Like,
it's just scary, man. Bro, like, it's a little gimmicky, man. Is it scary now?
I think one of the things too is like, as you get bigger and you're in these different circles and you're in these different circles of inspiration, like, you know, it could catch you.
Inspired by
you gotta draw the line somewhere.
Feel you gotta know when you gotta just draw step into
so
far.
I look at my gap, man. I feel it, man.
Oh yeah, I'm just saying. Just got a lot to say. I caught the sun through that shit.
Oh yeah, why the fuck is my mouth hot? Like, look at my shit, man. Dog, it's just. I feel like there has to be a point where it's like enough's enough, bro. You like
look straight.
Bro. Yeah, thank you. I look straight too, man. I was trying to turn this way, so you know.
Oh but my gosh. I don't know.
And off air, I'm gonna send you guys a video because it's like, I didn't want to say too much. I'm not trying to be a hater out here. It's just, to me, it was funny. Nah, you know what? Let me take back what I said about that guy. Because, you know, at the end of the day, if you're an artist here in any type of creatives, you may want to explore a different field. And if that's you and you're finding out this is you, go ahead and be that. You know what I mean? But fuck, I don't know. Just know you're scaring kids, man. Like, it's scaring me, bro. I didn't want to. I feel a dark energy when I look at that shit.
No, they be playing with that shit for real. They be, you know what I mean? That shit.
How deep are you trying to go into this game? You know what I'm saying?
Like, on the other side, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. When niggas start saying real shit, I'm like, all right, bro, that's a ritual. This ain't music no more, bro. That's a ritual. Like,
yeah.
Bro, even on SZA's song, I think the end of the weekend or whatever, and there's like some, like, I don't know, some chants at the end. I always skip that shit.
A skipper or the flipper.
Yeah.
That Donda chant at the start
Donda
of Kanye.
Chat. Next. Skip. I ain't need to hear that. Go fuck with Marilyn Manson.
That's what they're trying to do, man.
Yeah, don't bring it over here to rap, because... And even when Lil Wayne picked up the guitar, I put down my headphones.
Yeah, we totally put it down.
Getting a little bit spooky there, man.
Do your thing over there, Wayne. Do your thing over there, Weeze, but I'm just finna, you know what I mean? I'm gonna listen to Carter 2 while you're over there. You know what I mean? Like, because I wasn't fucking with that. He had a couple songs.
Was it
that I remember.
Prom King or Prom Queen?
I'm gonna beat the world up and I'm gonna drop it on your fucking head.
Eminem.
I was feeling that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a banger. That was like his darkest banger. His rockiest banger for me, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's when he's being bad. He's all on the guitar shit. I'm just like, I need something from you, Wayne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pit the world up. If anyone said, I'm going to pit the world up, I'm going to drop it on your fucking head. I'd be like, damn. Shout out to Weezy, man.
All day, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, say it, man. I got a hole in my beard.
I'm telling you, you can't really notice it.
Nah, you notice it, man. I be looking sideways and shit. Sometimes the 1.5 bite like a 0.5. At the right angle or the wrong angle?
Yeah, the wrong,
I was just like, you know what I mean? I'm at my one level. I'm like, oh, this is my beard level. Ding, 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 ding. You try to run there. You know what I mean? That just got right in there, man. So
you can just put the mic right here as a cover right there.
Yeah, I was trying to
put it right there.
Connect it.
Live from Portugal. What's the weather update?
Oh shit! Okay. Never mind, guys. You okay? I will talk to you later.
Okay. No. You're good in real life.
No weather update.
Oh, it's kind of chilly.
Portuguese weather.
Woo!
Slightly cold.
Wear a hat. I'll call you right after.
Happens to the best of us.
All right.
Bruh.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's the right button.
That's when niggas start making punk rock music.
Put the world Damn, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think
it's what it is, man. Yeah, be free, man, and I guess so, man, because look at us, man. Look at us talking crazy.
I'll never recommend going demon, man.
That's the only thing. That's my thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not hating. I just don't. You know what I mean?
Nah, yeah, all day.
Yeah. Like, I'll talk crazy on Kirk Franklin when he represents them angels. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I just don't. Yeah. I don't know.
It just ain't me, man.
Yeah, it ain't me.
Yeah, man. That's what it is. Speaking of beards, man. Mm-hmm. Gray hairs, man. We're here.
Dog. I can't even.
Wait, I got gray hairs?
You don't notice?
I do.
You're a terrible person. Can you see it?
Bro, it's just they're here, man. It just grows back and it's here and it is what it is. It's not in my hair, like my head. It's just all in my beard, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking back on all the myths and shit. People, don't pull the gray hair. You're going to make that and grow back.
I think they're right. I'm 20 deep in right now. I think they was right,
man.
But it's just, I don't know, man. My mom said I got the salt and pepper look going on. I said, wait, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Salt and pepper. That's how they call me salt pop.
I wouldn't give you that yet, though.
Okay.
Nah, it's not too much salt.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'll literally just get bored and just start snipping gray hairs and shit.
Yeah.
And they're deep in there, and it's just under annoying to pluck them, man. So I just be leaving them.
Oh, I stopped plucking, man.
Right.
Really?
Stop looking at my gap, nigga.
Oh, what?
I'm coming with a tooth tomorrow, man. Really?
You got a tooth on a necklace, just throw it in there.
Oh, my God.
Man, I'm excited to get the platinum waves one day.
I'm into that, man.
You feel me? Yeah, man.
I call it platinum, too.
Yeah. The
gray hair, I feel, is more like dry.
I'm going to take care of mine.
Yeah, I'll be doing this.
I'm going to tell you, man.
It's the science.
Why
me?
Why is it gray, man?
You got to take care of your hair and it'll be there. Take care of it, it'll be there.
I don't do nothing but brushing.
That's not enough.
Apparently, man, other barbers are like saying like, yo, you can't like be pulling. So one barber told me like, yo, you got to like watch how you pick your hair because if you like pluck a bunch of black hairs out.
Right.
Something about the end of your follicle, da da da. Yeah. It just fast forwards. When your fucking beard turns gray. So I'm like, all right, cool. And he's like, he's gentle with it. Then my other barber, I'm like, oh, yeah, my other guy. He's like, that's a bunch of bro science. All right, nigga, you still fucking pull my hair out.
Yeah. Damn. That is true. Because I brush with that.
Man.
It needs to get straightened, bro. When I wake up, my beard is like this way.
Yeah, you got to sculpt it.
You got to sculpt it back.
I like so brushing like, and also like press down and
push
shit.
Push it in, yeah.
It's
a lot of maintenance, man. I'm ready to just shave it off and go goatee mode, man.
Yeah, man. Same, I feel you.
Shit, man.
Yeah, man. Appreciate your time without a beard, man.
I'm very at peace with who I am and what I've been given, you know? For sure. I don't really look at beers with a desire. I know some niggas do. And they be derma rolling their face and shit. I don't do that.
Yeah. Just pull you aside, man. Let's you could tell who's been searching for a while and just trying to find answers, man. Just really trying to make that shit grow by the desperation in their voice.
And to me, I don't feel like it's ever been something that you look for an answer to.
You can't.
Like, it's just like some people have it and some people don't.
Yeah, bro, how did you do it?
Hey, bro.
What do you mean?
Ask a guy how he got tall.
Yeah, like.
No, bro. Brother, you went to Five Guys yesterday without me.
I did.
You was toothed out, man.
I did, man.
Still did it without
me. Yeah.
Without.
Thing is, like, I knew, like, I wasn't even worried about you.
Yeah.
You know, I was worried about Julian.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, how do I go about this, you know? But he was eating.
Yeah.
When he suggested I go. I was like, okay, I'm good. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
Clear.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because you want to look out. Niggas look out for you. You want to look out for niggas, right? So.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I did go to Five Guys and it wasn't a great experience. I probably won't go back again.
Food-wise,
price-wise?
Both.
Good question.
Both. The burger wasn't good. The fries were great. The fries really? Were delicious.
Fries good, burger bad burger from Five Guys?
Yeah, man. It just was dry.
What did you get?
It's got a regular hamburger, double patty hamburger.
You put things in it?
Yeah.
What did you put?
Yeah, I put mayo, lettuce, pickles. Tomato?
Hamburger, cheeseburger?
Just hamburger. Because the cheese is extra. I was trying to keep the cost down. You know what I'm talking about?
But you got the double.
But they gave me the double. I didn't even like specifically ask for the double.
Because when you ask for a hamburger, it's double.
It's double. Okay.
The little one is just one.
Cool. I should have done the little one.
Yeah. Dry.
Dry.
They never let me down, man.
I had to add ketchup to it.
I let myself down every time I get Five Guys. Yeah, that's only
facts.
I'm never displeased with the food. I'm like, yeah, I got exactly what I ordered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Like, I was looking on the board, right? So I was like going through the board, like toppings wise. And I didn't see like ketchup on there. So I didn't say ketchup.
Yeah.
There was no ketchup on the burger. So I had to add ketchup when I got home.
For real?
Yeah, that's very specific. Like, I just feel like that's default. Who don't want ketchup on a burger?
Man, you know, you got them drywalkers. Just walking around asking for no sauce. Julian's a drywalker.
Julian is a bit of a drywalker.
He just, hey, yo, let me get that, remove everything. I'm like, but you're not, I didn't want to sell this to you no more. If I had a chicken sandwich down, like, bro, you kind of need the sauce, bro.
You review this, it's going to be bad.
Yeah. And I don't know why he does that. Cause,
but you know what? Whatever. I think it's so like, who's serving you your food is so important.
Yeah.
It's like almost half the battle, man. Because I went to Publix yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I finally got the sandwich that you guys have been telling me about.
Congratulations.
Right, the chicken tender sandwich.
Was it what?
The sub?
So let me tell. Yeah.
When did you do this?
Yesterday and today.
When?
You missed them 3 times.
What the fuck?
Were you sleeping the whole day?
Doc, I love going to Publix. You gotta tell me.
Bro, he was in the background of your stream the whole time. We still found the time to go to Publix.
Yeah.
Yeah. When were you?
Yeah. That's when I went. Still when you're. Oh, actually.
Oh.
Yesterday I went. I think while you were at the dentist.
That's fucked up. That's disrespectful.
Wait for the car to leave.
Yeah.
Shoes on.
But I never said anything because I knew you couldn't eat. So I wasn't trying be like, hey, I'm about to go get food, nigga.
So what'd you do? Eat the sub under the stairs? Kind of even smell.
I ate it downstairs. But I went and like, it's my first time going. I didn't like really get too much information from y'all about how to go about it. So I figured it'd be pretty straightforward. So I went in there and I'm just looking at the board and I'm like, hey, what am I about to get? Okay. I see like they have one that's like highlighted. It's like the chicken tender sub. A favorite since 19 something. So I'm like, okay, that's probably a good place to go.
That was me, man.
So I get it. You know, you walk up and it's like Subway style, like you making it. It's not like pre-made or anything. So Shorty says, you know, oh, what bread do you want? And I'm just seeing like breads in the thing, but there's no labels on them. So I'm like, I don't know which bread is what. So I'm like, what do you recommend? She says, I don't know you.
Was she brown?
She was, I believe she was Asian.
Fuck, I'm tight. Because remember I told you about the girl that had the Riz over there, but she had a little bit of attitude.
Yeah.
That's the same type of shit she said to me. Like,
I was like, I don't know you.
I don't know you. Real. It is real, but at the same time, but like,
what do you reckon?
Yeah. tell me what most people get. Put that in there.
I'm trying to know you. What you
want? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, wait. And then she goes, I got a white bun. And then she's like, what cheese do you want? Again, I don't see no labels for cheeses. Like, yeah, I know some cheeses, but I'm like, fuck, I'll get cheddar. Fuck. So whatever, she makes my sub. It's like very like basic sub, kind of dry. What sauces do you want? I don't know what sauces are there. I just point at a bottle, like, give me this.
You should have called me.
Whatever. So I go back today, sweet little white old lady, man.
Oh, she's
really
the best.
Really took her time with me, man. Mm-hmm. Really took her time.
Hi.
You want this tossed? Not even something that I knew was an option.
Toss your sandwich.
Tossed my fucking
nigga.
Coat it in fucking barbecue.
Make the whole sandwich.
It's an open face salad, you call it.
Nah,
convert it to a bowl.
She tossed the chicken before she put it in the
nice work
in the bun, and it was it's like a different sandwich, a totally different sandwich because totally somebody different. Else made it.
Mm-hmm. All day, man, with love, man.
With love, a
secret ingredient.
Let me tell you something, man. Shout out to that lady that made that sub, man. That's love.
That's the frontline worker, man.
That's who I wake up for.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Put a heart in the window for them.
You know what I'm saying?
that's what I'm for, right? All them hearts in the window.
Yeah. frontline workers.
Yeah.
But
everyone wanted to be a damn frontline worker.
It's facts.
Yeah. Even if they're
working from home still, like, you're not frontline.
You ain't frontline, man. If you ain't like in the field, you
too
ain't
many people had hearts. Like, I thought we were short nurses, nigga. Everybody's got them fucking legs.
I was like, no, they were doing it to support them. That didn't mean it.
No. The heart was
that's just saying
all
like,
day, man. Well, like perspective, heart. Man.
Yeah.
We're the nurse. We need more nurses.
But I rock with Publix just because when they're making the sub, if they literally take whatever they have there, whatever Publix sells, they'll put in your sub.
Okay.
So whatever cheese you want, the deli is right beside it. So they go and get that cheese.
Okay.
Whatever ham you want in there, they'll put it in. They'll substitute. You're literally making it from scratch.
Okay.
I had them open a bag of chips. Just like, I'll make your sandwich. I'm like, let me get down. And it's all right, final ingredient. Like, they walked around the show.
What, really?
It was like some onion crisp or some shit, but it was like sold. I just didn't know they ran like that.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, nigga. You wouldn't order your shit from a grocery store.
So they're generous with their service, which I rock with. I'm leaving LA recently, come back here. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I just, for whatever reason, dude, I didn't buy anything in LA. I'm coming with the same things that I came here with.
Okay.
My bag is under 50.
Okay.
On the way there?
Call it 48 on the way there. So when I'm leaving, I'm like, I don't have to pack this no type of way. I did my laundry already. Like, I'm straight to fucking go home.
Okay.
Nothing's heavier in here. I get to the airport and I put the bag on the scale. I'm at 56 or something like that.
Oh,
nigga, you put something in there.
Yeah.
Dog, I promise you, I'm like, is it the way I folded this shit? Like, I was wearing the exact same thing I can't, like my airport fit.
Yeah.
Leaving with my exact, I don't know what it, your bag's not all of a sudden heavier?
It's definitely harder to close and shit. It's definitely like not as well packed. Yeah, I guess it's just the grease in the air.
In fact, I left things. I left things with Waleed. Whatever.
Well, somebody use it as a mule.
Yeah.
Switched your bag up.
I didn't put his finger on the scale or some shit, man.
They put bricks in your bag, man.
Yeah. So it may have been, maybe it wasn't 56. Maybe it was like, nah, it was definitely like 55 or something like that.
That's a lot.
Like worthy of like, hey, sir, I gotta talk to you.
Yeah. So it's 50 and it was like 55 or whatever. So I get there and I'm checking it in. I'm holding the big, I checked the two bags and I checked the big hockey bag and then that one.
Mm.
So the hockey bag goes, it's gone. My final bag goes up, and it was like an older like Jamaican guy, but he wasn't Jamaican. You could tell he's Jamaican, but no Jamaican accent.
Okay,
like mad American. So I put the bag up. He says, "Yo, man, this one's 55." I promise you. I said, "Come on, bro." Nigga said, "You right?" Took it off, and I was good. Come on, bro. You right?
Really?
Boom.
That's customer service, man.
Premium.
Really?
It may have been because I had two bags. It may have just been like, it was just such a fast, like, he's like, this one's over. Come on, bro. I had nowhere else to put it. Like,
right. What do you want me to do at this point? People forget, like, oh, I'm working for the man. I forget, like, you know what I mean? Or yeah, just right, like, I'm, right. I forgot. I'm like, who cares? Like, it's not my right.
Come on, bro.
Right.
You right.
I like love that. That's amazing.
I hate when you just run into someone who's just dead set on not helping you. Mm-hmm. You know the people that, these ones?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not. And no. And close their eyes and shit. They do not want to. Hey, I need, this is a unique situation.
I don't even know you.
The line.
I'm
gonna miss it.
Right. No.
Mm-hmm. Bro, you got this job just to say no.
Yeah.
I can see it in the way you say no.
Yeah.
It's the only and time you
made me go deep, man, and just put me into an evil position to say some crazy shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
it was like the fucking unreleased Drake song. Like, just push a T. Like, I'll go there.
You don't want me to, man. I really wanted that song to drop, but.
I did.
I still want it to drop.
Oh,
but,
shit.
You always said it's dark.
Yeah. Mm. Anyways.
It might, man, because I feel like push should be.
That's
you definitely gotta swing back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Personally cheesed and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, niggas probably be like, wait, it's not even about rap no more.
Yeah, it's not even about rap.
It doesn't even rhyme anymore. It's just an audio recording.
Voice note, literally. Yeah, man. But shout out to everyone on Airlines Land. Bags go a little bit over, man. It's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I get you can't do it for everyone, man, but you know.
You have to talk to
load that bird up, man. Man, I located the vacuum. I was talking about last episode.
Yeah. Let's see it.
He was talking about them AI vacuums, man, them robo vacuums. The most powerful robot vacuum has launched today in Australia. Oh, that's why I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's only in Australia.
Yeah, Australia's need to clean up their spiders.
A lot of the wolf spiders.
Yeah, I got a grip. Go to grip.
Imagine a spider running away from us.
Nice.
I feel like they're probably going to like, spiders are what they're going to name that, you know? Like, when they in the wall, like with their partners.
Oh, well, they say,
don't go out there because they got Gorgatron. Spiders can read, man. They got the Dyson 360 Viz now. I'm telling you, man, put me in a spider body just for a day.
For what?
I just want to see what it's like to have eight legs.
You
want to
get wasted?
Yeah.
I'm not going to. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be up high. I'm going to see. Trust me.
Bro, you know what I did the other day? Mm. I hit a spider down, right? So then it like caught itself on his web, right? So then it tried to go back up. I literally just grabbed the web like this.
You drop it in the garbage. Trust me.
It's over with.
Until
that's
he
how you get him.
Started climbing up the
web.
Yeah,
but I just moved faster than him. Put that nigga in the toilet and
a
couple of these.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Done.
If y'all could go into any animal or insect body and keep your human mind.
Bird.
You said spider.
Yeah, I changed my answer now.
Yeah, I'm going like a bird or something, bro.
Mm. 100.
Yeah, you can't really fuck with an eagle, man.
Yeah, you feel me?
A big bird. Coincidentally. A big bird.
You know I'm going to the ocean, man.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to the ocean. I'm exploring.
I fuck with that, bro. I fuck with that.
I'm an explorer. I'm be like, I might have to be the biggest fish, like a killer whale.
You seen the new Avatar or no?
No.
Okay, never mind then.
Yeah.
You seen the new mermaid?
I haven't, but I will. Is it out?
Yeah, I think they dropped
one by the time this drops.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that
everything
yet,
out by the time this drops.
Yeah.
I'm going to see it, though.
Yeah, shit, man. I just don't understand, like, how you can go so deep into the ocean that it's just dark. What lives there?
Sun just don't reach there, man.
Yeah. Scary, bro.
What lives there?
So, this might... Me? I don't know if this is a stupid question. Do the sun go towards the core of the earth? I mean, the water, the ocean go towards the core of the earth?
I'm gonna have to, yeah. Just the
deeper you
are,
like when you say deep, you go into the center of the earth.
Nah, well, you mean you got the molten lava and shit. Once you get too deep and shit, yeah.
You gotta break through that core.
Because what is that shit called again? The
Earth crust.
No.
Yeah, the Earth's crust.
There's that equator.
Oh, yes.
The equator.
Yeah, the equator.
The line?
There's like a line that's like,
yeah.
It's like you'll die if you get close to that shit.
No, not the equator.
That's just the worst.
It's just where
the middle, the middle of the earth. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What's the line where it's like,
that's just where it's
hot,
warmest.
See?
That's the equator. You're talking about the core of the earth where it's like,
yeah,
the equator is just a line of like, yeah, this is, and you go left or right on it. It's
you
going to
cook for sure. Oh, yeah.
The earth.
Yeah. Isn't the equator hot though?
No, the equator is just
on the earth. Yeah. Wait, what? Yeah, the equator's the closest fucking to the sun. That's why it's the hottest on the earth. So the closer you are to the equator, the warmer it is. Florida's down there on the equator.
Oh, that's what you're saying. But it's just a line, right?
Yeah, it's just a number of line.
Yeah, imaginary line around the middle of the planet.
But you're talking
about what
I divides the hemisphere, the distance from both poles.
My geography teacher punching his wall. I ain't teach this nigga shit. I told you about that shit.
But I could have swore the equator was hot.
It's the hottest, yeah. Hell yeah.
Right.
Anything that crosses the equator is a fucking hot part of that country.
Hmm. So in the middle of our earth, we have lava.
Yes, molten juice.
Right? That's what I thought I remember learning.
But yeah. It's hot in the water.
Alleged, I ain't checked.
I don't know. That was my
question. That was my question type.
That's what I thought you were going. When you swim down to like
the core. No, it's rock separating that shit from.
Must be. But that rock is hot.
Now, so much rock, the top of the rock.
So, I mean, I know we don't know this, but do y'all think there's like a limit to the ocean?
No.
What do you mean?
Like there's a bottom of the ocean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I think there has to be there.
Yeah, it's going,
The bottom's the core.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. If the world is a circle, right? And okay, this is other half of the circle, and I'm going down.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm going down here, but the.
Yeah, if I'm going straight you're gonna do down, a, am I going somersault?
You know what I'm saying?
trying to dig up.
That's literally what's gonna happen. You're gonna be swimming.
It's like right, one more. Yeah, if you could survive the heat.
If I could survive the heat,
you're in for a fucking nasty ride.
Would I?
Yeah, you just fall up in the hole.
Yeah.
Just infinitely falling.
But I'm going up, and then I'll come out in Tokyo.
I guess.
Well, if I swim down, real question.
Mm-hmm.
If I swim down,
mm-hmm.
will I come up?
You gonna hit that molten crust?
Oh, for sure.
God damn, man. You gotta watch out for that molten crust.
Yo, man. I can ask some scientists some questions. Where you're going to answer maybe 1,000 of my questions, but I'm going to ask you one.
I'm going to get you that one. You're not going to know.
Nigga say.
That I don't know. Okay.
Well, now that you ask.
Yeah, man. Now, trust me, man, we're going to get to a point on this show where we get real-life scientists, real-life aquatics. Is it aquatics if you study the sea?
Aquamans,
and we're going to ask some questions and they're going to have to answer, man. I really, 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 really do want to get, like, a certain, if you're studying space, if you're studying different planets, you're studying the water, hit me with some facts to make me say, all right, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody comment. No, that's probably, we're going to run out of facts. Comment a fact that you know about.
Yeah.
Just the ocean or just the sky or something, you know, about the earth that we might not know.
Man, a fact I discovered, Ecuador is on the equator.
The equator?
Oh my God.
Ecuador is on the equator.
Love that.
I don't know about that, but
that's
I know
amazing.
That. It's split between Ecuador and, what is it?
Oh, don't go there with me, man.
They did an episode of The Simpsons
where
Homer kept going like left side, right side. He's like, yo, this side. But Ecuador is split by something I can't remember. Shit, man. Why can't Elon Musk build a water ship?
What's the question?
Why can't Elon Musk build a water ship and blast it down?
Cause he trying to get this Cyber truck drop it.
Yeah, brother, figure out that truck, man. Cause
like trim wheels.
I probably hit him with a personal email, man. Hey, man, before you start fuck with all them stars and space and shit,
drop the motherfucking
drop
truck.
Drop the wheels, man. Yeah. Drop the Cyber, you dropped the pics too early.
Come on, man. Yeah. We need that.
I'm trying to get a Cyber truck so the streets can call me Cyborg for real.
Hey, y'all remember the movie Osmosis Jones?
Yeah,
classic.
What was that about again?
He was like a disease or something, or like inside a body.
Mm.
It was just like, imagine like the, like we're talking about the spiders and shit. It's just like that, but it's like cells. So cells in a body.
Osmosis Joneses?
I was talking about it with a wizard the other day.
You was talking about Osmosis?
Yeah.
Oh, that man. Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about him.
Good movie, man.
Yeah. With the little red guy here, he was sick. Yeah. Real talk, pill talk, man. Mm-hmm. Straight like that.
All day.
Facts.
We got Sheldon here. He submitted a video here.
Waleed submits the worst videos. What the?
What is the one?
Is that Method Man?
Why?
Wait, is that Method Man? Is that Method Man? Sheldon.
You do this every day?
Yeah.
Why?
What a POV, bro.
Why is his sock off? Is he in one sock?
Yeah. I don't know.
Why? Is he?
Because I love it.
I don't understand what's happening. Yeah. I don't. I'm just, my brain's trying to figure it out.
You gotta take niggas' phones away. There's certain things. If I'm the feds, I'm be like, all right, bro.
So he's a, he trains you how to spin on your head. He's a breakdancer.
Oh.
So this is just one of his many.
But he's like on his head and he's like, how did I get here? He's like turning his head.
No, because he's spinning. He's spinning with the camera like this. I believe.
But look how he like looks at the camera.
You do this every day?
Yeah. He's turning his head. Like he's just like, the house is on his head.
Nah, no, bro.
You're right. It's the beanie, bro.
Yeah, it's the hat. It's the beanie.
Yeah,
he better be selling the hats,
beanie,
man.
Yeah, bro. He is. He said, look.
Spinner hat?
Powered by Z-caps.
Oh, it's powered by
Spin beanie.
The beanie has a little motor on my...
Yeah. 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 What the hell?
Bro, incredible, man.
There's nothing to break down. There's nothing to break. You just got to be motivated.
Yo.
Behind this.
I need a scientist to explain this.
Yeah, man.
It is Method Man.
It's not.
Oh,
you thinking of, first of all, you thinking of Red cousin. Man, if anything.
That's what? That looks like more like Method Man.
Yeah, that's the
really?
M-E-T-H-O-D.
That's the M-O-T-H-O-D, man.
Method.
What I say?
Method Man.
M-E-T. Shit, years ago. Oh, my God, man.
Is spinning on his head, dude.
That's amazing, man.
That's incredible.
Amazing. So his whole account is him just spinning on his head.
Yeah, head spin yes. _ trainer. Check him out, guys.
That's a whole lot of being upside down, man.
Mm-hmm.
Total yeah. Island spin upside down. He's breaking. And
you think his top of his hilarious. Head is like flat?
It is.
Oh flat. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
he's like
yeah.
drilling it down.
Yeah, I know.
You're not supposed to be upside down.
Has breakdancing ever like encapsulated you guys?
I like that first move. You know, the universal first breakdance mm-hmm. move, like before you actually get into it.
Yeah, yeah. Little, the little beat
yeah,
thing, yeah.
It's kind of my move. Shit, yeah.
Yeah,
after that, I'm pretty good.
Right.
What's that movie called? With Jamie Kennedy in the breakdance movie?
Oh, yeah, shit. Kicking It Old School or some shit like that?
Kicking It Old School.
Mm.
That was my favorite movie and said, yo, breakdancing is wavy, man. But shout out to Red Bull team, man, because Red Bull puts on this event and it's the best breakdancers around the world.
Yeah,
coming to spin on this floor.
I think it's world. Is it World of Dance?
It may be. I'm not too sure, but I just seen the Red Bull team out there.
Yeah,
And someone had a live view of the guy breakdancing. So that was cool, man.
Oh, it's Red Bull.
I don't think your shirt's supposed to be going like all the way upside down and shit, and like coming off when you breakdance. I always think that looks like the most unprofessional part of it.
Right,
the like, they'd be like off,
breaks the fourth wall.
They'd be like upside down and shit.
Yeah.
The shirt's just hiding in the shirt. Yeah.
I think it'd be more impressive if, you're upside down, but you're wearing a suit and this is pristine upside down.
Starched. Super starched.
Literally pristine upside down. But
word.
By the time this comes out, we're going to see who the NBA champs are. But let me say it right here, right now, man. Denver Nuggets, congrats, Jamal Murray, man.
I like that energy, bro.
I love that energy.
I like that energy.
Bring it home for Kitchener, man. And
bring it to the kitchen.
Bring it to the kitchen, man. And then on the stage, you got to say something like, hey, man, I tell these cats, you can't stand the heat. Get out the kitchen.
Hey.
Yep.
The whole kitchen is going to be lit up.
Yep.
Get the merch up, man.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Trust me, man. But it's an interesting series, man, going on right now. Where we're at right now, Thursday, May 25th. So Boston and Celtics. Boston and Miami's playing game 5 tonight. So it may not even be Miami in the finals. Who knows? But
yeah, I feel like Celtics could turn it around. And I think if the Celtics play the Nuggets, it's a much more interesting series.
Nah, man, Jimmy got that dog in there, man. It's gonna be interesting either way.
I didn't say that it wouldn't be interesting either way. I said much more interesting.
I don't think so because Celtics not fighting. They're not showing no aggression where it's like.
But I know what you're basing it on. You're basing it on the series. You're basing it on what Miami has done. But I'm basing it on just. Team versus team. If both team is playing like how they're supposed to play, it's more interesting with Boston.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see, man.
We
shall see.
That was my favorite team, man, when I fought with ball.
Mm-hmm. Boston?
Yeah.
Same, man. When they had the Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett.
Big baby.
You know, Perk in there, like, yeah, man.
He literally beast it out till he drooled, man.
I remember that game.
I was like, damn, baby.
Rondo, too, man. Don't forget about Rondo.
Number 9.
Sure, yeah, man.
Rondo number 9, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old shooter.
What was your guys' first jersey? I think I remember yours.
Zerbiak.
Was it Zerbiak?
Yeah, I got my Timberwolves jersey in.
I thought it was Garnett.
And I also thought it was Gasol.
Oh my God.
I was all over the place. Did say that, but yeah. I just remember, I just like the fucking colors. I'm like, yo, black jersey, green stripe, the fucking wolf. Oh, I'm in there.
Timberwolf was.
And tough. I got to school and the niggas were really watching ball. Like, you got Zerbiak, nigga? I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I remember the name was like spelled an X, Z, and this and that. Like, who's, we couldn't even say it at the time. We were just, what's that?
Zerbiak.
Damn. I can't remember.
I think mine's was a Kings jersey. It was Thaddeus Young.
I never really had ball jerseys.
Deuce. Who the hell was Deuce?
Wait, Thaddeus Young?
No, not Thaddeus Young. I was trolling.
Okay, yeah.
Kings. Like,
yeah, you had the name Deuce at the bottom, too. I remember, I thought you had a fake jersey.
It was a Deuce?
Zeus? Who was
Deuce? Who was
some sort of Zeus? Some sort of
Zach?
Deuce? It wasn't the Kings.
It was the Kings. Yeah, it was a blue jersey.
Y'all ever rocked a sleeveless hoodie?
No.
You ever got you? The stunting is a habit?
No.
Hoodie?
Oh my God. Yeah, no. I got me.
No.
Breezy made me want to wear that shit, man.
Oh, stunting is a habit?
Yeah. Stunting is a habit.
He had that damn cut off. I bought one. It never made the fit.
You never wore it? Yeah.
Every time I put it on, like, it's not making sense.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Stojakovic?
No. Oh my God.
It was a short name. I remember you used to call you that. Used to wear it to play ball in the streets and shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, Deuce is here.
Deuce. 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 134, man. This is a good jersey, man. I'll put it on the screen, man. This is a good. That was my first jersey right there, man.
We just went all off color and shit. Mm-hmm. Which one looks the best?
Deuce. Is Reggie Deuce?
Reggie, I don't know if it's Deuce or Theus.
Yeah, I'm fucking this, man. Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They could get behind that.
Hell yeah, with the Jerry curls, man. Shot Deuce with the Jerry curls, man.
Man, speaking of NBA, man, before we head on out of here, man, I just found this thread. Real good thread, man. Hope this doesn't happen in the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
Is this legit?
Yeah. He stepped on his head.
That's crazy.
Jalen Brown's fucking staring at him, man.
Bro, this is when I retire.
Yeah. Your face is in the hardwood.
Bro, what job description says you might get stepped in the back of your head?
Bro, and I think this was Joel Embiid stepping on his head, right?
It is. Yeah, it is.
It's crazy.
It's like 300 pounds.
Face is on the hardwood floor, and then a big man.
But this
gonna step, I think, on the back of your head.
Picture makes it look crazier than it is, though.
No, bro, no, this is,
gravity is activated here. Like, what?
It happened.
But it's not like he like leaving it there. Like, it's like one of those steps where you step back up pretty quickly. You know what I mean? Like, you realize, like, oh shit.
Both his feet are in the air.
He got the time.
I know. So once he gets back to the other foot, like, that's coming back. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, I've been in this situation where, like,
you know, just, what you mean. I know someone stepped on your head sometimes. But I'm like, I noticed so fast. Yeah, I'm like, I didn't even.
Exactly. You don't, it's not, you're not, you're not leaving.
Yeah, my full way.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? It's still crazy, though. But
this looks pretty.
Yeah.
That looks fucking picture. Crazy, man. His head is in the ground.
This is not even a picture you could get. This is a video screenshot. Like, you know what I mean? That's how quick it is. Like,
a video ain't nothing but a bunch of pictures.
That's it.
You're right.
This happened no matter how you put it.
Got his next one, man. Jeez.
Whoa.
Who is that?
Whoa. I don't know who that is. Looks like Cleveland, though.
Why is your foot that high, though? He's falling clocked. For sure.
That's crazy.
From where?
Damn.
All these damn scams, man.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That'd be a screenshot here, boss. Oh.
Wait, what?
You just fell.
He just fell. It's a flop, man.
Yeah, man. The NBA has been funny this year with flops, man, because everyone's been kind of going crazy with it.
It's like a strategy now, and it's sad.
I hate it, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this, AI?
All right, get off this man. Shit.
We ain't got no video to end on, man. Actually, yeah, we do. Yeah, we'll end it off right here, man. This is it right here. You know, we had... an interaction with the video. Young lady had a hard time saying blunt. We got a similar case.
Juice at our McDonald's. It comes in a bag, and here's the sizes: small, medium, large, and extra large. You're gonna hit your medium, and when the orange juice is pouring, you're gonna stop it midway so it don't overflow. This is how we make the orange juice at our McDonald's.
No, she's trolling. Yeah, she's
the orange juice at our McDonald's. It comes in a bag, and here's the size: small, medium, large, and extra large. You're gonna hit your medium, and when the orange juice is done, stop your This is how we make the orange juice at our McDonald's.
Orange juice. They just don't switch like that.
Yeah, nah, something about that's comforting. I want to drink that cup.
Y'all want some orange juice?
You know what? Yeah. Pull me up, son.
Shout out all my peoples, man.
Bruh.
Yep.
X.
Trust. Bruh.
Oh, there we go.
You're a clown. Hold on. You're a clown. Oh.
Yep.
Yep, there it is.
All day, man.
New tech. This is no tech.
You know what it is, man. It's been a very wholesome episode. The Random Order Show, man. Episode 142. We going up, man. Getting down. Amen. Yeah. Listen, man. Y'all know what you got to do, man. Drop a big fat red comment. Big fat thumbs up. Slide on over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Leave a great 5-star stunner rating. Little red hot review. Amen. Mm-hmm. RandomOrder.org. Merched up content. Amen. All that. Listen, man. You got to leave with something, man.
You got a Sheldon?
Man.
When life gives you orange juice. When life gives you orange juice. Yeah. When life gives you orange juice, you make orange juice. Man. Yeah, man.
All day.
And this is how we pour up orange juice.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.